Yeah, I got a sick meme I'll make it later, but that's not the story.
A sick name?
Shit is a rat. Cold wear, the new Nat King. If I ain't the illest nigga, I'm his new vaccine. Like poison when this new jack swing, and my bed is like a deck of cards, two black queens. A nigga don't like me, he just a fucking hater. What you made last week, I just tipped the fucking waiter. What that feel like, tell me what that feel like. Nigga, fuck your Twitter bitches, follow me in real life. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new season. Dreamville, Cold World. So much has happened in our time apart, I can't wait to share it with you all in due time. Did you miss me? I know I missed you. Can't believe these niggas ain't rapping this shit, man. Look, heard niggas got beef, then they see me on the street and don't speak. Heard niggas dropping songs every week, but they weak. Yeah, I heard about your deal, hope they keep the receipt. Heard niggas out there saying I would beat Memphis Bleak. Well, how you feel when that nigga got wheels? And you sitting commenting, discussing on how you feel about another nigga shit or another nigga chips. Meanwhile, I'm on the strip, putting with your bitch. Cut something in the sixth and dip to 160. Bitch, don't fuck with me. Trust nigga, I'm sick. Can't tag me. Fuck nigga, I'm it. Watch this, look, with my heart on my sleeve, I bleed, part of my greed, I plead insanity, with a side of vanity, how can it be, I blew up single-handedly, nobody handed me shit, granted though, I plan to be rich, understandably, funny how I talk so candidly on cameras, but won't holler at family, only randomly, after a few drinks come my realest combos, my handle on my thoughts used to be as ill as Rondo's, screaming fuck Whitey, forgetting I'm still mulatto, hey Reverend, will I get to heaven, he said hell if I know shit, stay scheming. Daydreaming, chain gleaming, name should be A blinking, cause I cannot tell a lot of shit. All facts and fact, been all that before Keenan and Kale. Swallowed the key to my cell, which means I got an impossible lock to pick. And if you want my spot, you gotta go through lots of shit. Nigga, told the truth, you the opposite. I be trying to figure out why I cannot commit with who I've known for years. Is it hoes or fear? Meanwhile, she wonder if the one she chose is pure. No cure for the cold, rather cold to cure. Them last lines was more honest than your whole career. Nigga, you a phony, only got few homies. I prefer lonely, you rap niggas don't know me. Staying to myself, not concerned about my health. I'm a motherfucker and your baby mother is a milf. Couple years ago, they had a nigga sitting on a shelf. Now they tell me, man, you like the realest shit I ever smell. They say, boy, you got the belt, plus you better than so-and-so. I keep it modest, but inside I already know it, though. Yeah, thanks, my nigga. Yeah, thanks, my nigga. I deserve, but not the same. Take, my nigga. Lead a party like I just robbed a bank, my nigga. Bag full of money, fuck your debate, my nigga. Cause 2 years ago when I ain't make it, I was pissed. But you care a little less about a list when you rich, nigga. When you rich, nigga. But that's not what we came for. We didn't come here to brag. We didn't come here to boast, to stunt. We just came here to flex. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your patience. I assure you, it'll be well worth the wait. In the meantime, if I can get right back into it, though. Check. Yeah. How many Kanye beats do a nigga gotta murder to prove my mind's further? Hate a nigga converter. Took kids to Carowinds, which I'm sure you never heard of, cause I didn't tell the news or the Fayetteville Observer. I don't do it for the press. I'm blessed. I made it out. Sitting on this plane, my biggest thing to complain about. Somewhere between yesterday and now, I'd have lost my jewelry, rollies, chains, almost lost my cool. But see, I just left kids who ain't got a fucking thing, except a lot of fucking problems and a lot of fucking pain. And here I go bitching, cause my Jesus piece missing. Gotta feel like housekeeping, finally caught a nigga slipping. Eyes wide open, they just found a pot of gold. Now little Julio is somewhere shining on you hoes, but that's how it goes. Fuck it, I'm still breathing like my little nigga Jaheim. We here for a reason. That's my little man Jaheim. He said, Cole, can you shout me out on the song? I was like, I don't know, man. But in my mind, I knew I was shouted out, though, you know. Fan 926, Dreamville. We from a different world. Cole, where?
Yo, what's going on, man? Welcome to Get Your Bars Off Podcast. It's your boy Ivory Starks with my boy Lo. So what's going on, brother man?
Chilling, man. You know, we on a J. Cole kick. We have the J. Cole Born Sinner retrospective going down tonight, starting it off in style.
Yo, man, like it was just such a great little like pocket he was in, like just going into this Born Sinner album, bro. Like between that, like Truly Yours, like grew up fast. It was so many great like Little Lucy's and songs he was dropping, man. And then like say you get the project that you get with Born Center, man. They said we're gonna chat about it, man. But let's talk about some little, you know what I'm saying, a little bit thing before we get into that, man. Let's see, man. What are we starting off with today, brother, man?
You wanna go with new music?
Yeah, man, what we got?
Cardi got a new verse out what is it, Lotto? Big Lotto. Pardon me. No disrespect. Big Lotto.
Yo, that song, it's something. I'll tell you that. The ending? Sheesh.
They were using the Detroit flow, which is, I don't know. I don't mind Cardi with the Detroit flow, with the offbeat, onbeat shit.
It's cool. She definitely got off on that joint. It was a bad song. I really like Lotto. I thought her and Cardi, you know what I'm saying, very, very good chemistry. But we know.
It's a play.
And Lotto was shooting a little shots on there, you know. You know, her old situation with Nicki. You know, and given what she got Cardi on the song, it's like, hey, don't let her get at you. You know, she's been ready.
Well, they said that, they said, because Cardi was she at Roots Picnic or was she at Summer Jam?
Summer
this Jam. Past weekend. Summer Jam. On the screen, so I guess Cardi does this thing where she does the Orphan Annie theme. She has like an Orphan Annie theme song. So on the big screen, she had what looked like an Orphan Annie, a thick Orphan Annie. People were saying that she was throwing shots at Ice.
I don't know. Both being BX, I doubt it.
But Ice is, you know what I mean? She cool with the op. She's cool with Nicki.
If that's all,
that might have been a play too.
And that's crazy, son. Like Lotto has her own personality because her and Nicki were going at it on their own. You know what I'm saying? Like Cardi not like putting her, like, you know what I'm saying? Because of that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like Lotto was holding her own. Right. Ice ain't bothering nobody.
She really isn't. And shout out to her for getting the Taylor Swift record placement, whatever you want to call it.
We on to you.
Well, what you think? What do you surmise?
She like she about to be like the Chris Jericho of pop music.
Listen, man, if all of this leads to BBL Taylor,
yeah. No, we're not talking about this again. Yo,
if all of this leads to BBL Taylor, I am here for it.
That's not like a watch.
You got that BBL Taylor?
Yeah, that's not good. Never mind. Wait, ain't BBL? Oh, never mind. No, never mind. BBL Taylor. It sounds like somebody that's tailoring you to get a BBL.
I mean, that could probably be a position too. They got the BBL massagists.
Yo. Anyway, I'm not even starting to spot off really talking about BBL.
Yeah, we're starting off on a foot, aren't we?
Like I said, the women, it's been a spicy, little spicy weekend, but shout out to Ice Spice, you know what I'm saying? Her performance on Summer Jam was valid. You had Scarlett getting brought out on the main stage, but also having her own set on the outdoor stage, you know what I'm saying? She's having her moment. Lola Brooke having her moment. Tiana Taylor sitting there like, you know what I'm saying, watching it, damn near like she damn near coaching her from the sideline. Damn near, like, it was really dope to see for them, man. The baby was a surprise performance. He looked like he was getting back on the good foot with this record he got, man. This Fireman record is really moving, bro. Like,
it's doing a lot of people like
it's doing the right things, it's doing on the internet and such like that. Yeah. And from his performance, and he's never been a bad performer, so that's not surprising. You know, it's just looking like he's actually like finally getting out of that hole, you know. But he's
I don't been roll allow people that,
yeah. He
he's not a bad performer. Told him roll allow people that.
Lord of Mercy. But nah, man, I think it was good. It was good to see, man. I didn't really catch all of Summer Jam. It was just the little bits and pieces I did see. It was really good for the young new artists, like, you know what I'm saying, the female. Not just women, the women in New York City. They're like I said, I think that's the best movement coming out of New York City for real. For real, just the women coming out of it is so much great potential. Like I said, you got Lola, you got Ice, you got Scarlett, you know, like in
still got Cardi.
And it's still more in the cut that just haven't gotten that look yet. You know what I'm saying? I'd be watching them all radar joints, man. You got some woman out there that'd be cooking. But yeah,
I didn't
man.
Even know Summer Jam was this weekend. Like, I didn't know, like, that's the thing too with Summer Jam. Is like, that's what people think, that Summer Jam is falling off, because you don't even know when it's happening.
I feel like I don't even know if it's local, because I don't even know if the local people, but it's in New York City. It's the festival in New York City. So, I mean, why would you not go? You know, something to do.
Damn. Summer Jam fell off, huh?
I've never been. When it was in its heyday, I was too young to go. So
I went one time, and it just so happens to be, it was like one of the last good ones, when Alicia Keys brought out Raekwon and Ghostface. Yeah, I went to that one. Pouring rain. Niggas had the bags over their heads. Like, yo, it was fun.
That's funny. I was just watching a commercial where, like, these white people were at, like, one of them, like, country festivals, and it just started pouring rain, and everybody had their Bud Lights, and they were just happy they were getting rained on while they were drinking their Bud Lights. And I was like, yo, white people love being, like, in mud, and like, for some reason. Like, it was like, yo, it's like,
watery ass beer. More water on it.
Bruh, they were just getting poured on, and everybody was just so happy this was happening. I would have been pissed. Like,
that's why they say that they smell like wet dog.
Oh God, it was just like, yo, what is happening? Why are y'all like this? But anyways, I mean, like I said, shout out to that's like I said, Summer Jam. Still holding on.
Music, we got Metro Boomin with the Spideyverse soundtrack.
Oh my God, that movie. Jesus Christ.
Nah, get your shit off because you saw it. Go ahead.
Bro, are you going to see it?
Eventually.
Nah, you need to go see this movie, bro.
I saw the last one. The last one was very good.
It was amazing. Bro, this one, God damn, bro. Like, so when they dropped the sneakers for this movie.
Oh, they dropped the sneakers?
Yeah, they had the first ones. You know, the first ones had the little Spider-Man looking vibe to it. The Jordan 1, the bread Jordan 1s. Not the bread, but the Chicago joints. And then this one, with it being like the multiverse thing, like when you're in the multiverse, outside of your world, you kind of glitch and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So the shoe had like a glitch looking to it. So like part of it was like patent leather. Part of it was suede. Part of it was like regular leather. Part of it had the like little glitchy looking colorway on it and shit. Like, it was crazy. When I first seen it, I was like, what the fuck is this? I don't get it. But then when I seen the movie, I was like, oh my God, I need the fucking shoe now. Jesus Christ.
I need it.
There's no way I'm gonna be able to get that shoe right now, bro. God damn it. But dog,
nah, what'd you think of the movie though? Like, what would you rate it?
Oh man. For me, I say clear 10 for me. You know, the last one was a 10. This is a 10. You know, like they knocked it out the park again, bro. No pun intended.
Bang.
Bro. Bang.
Bang.
But nah, dog. Oh, we really should get Seamus and Mike Breen in a room. World, do your job. But anyways.
Do your thing.
But yeah, great film, dude. Shameik Moore just knocks it out the park as the role for Miles Morales. I mean, the whole cast is just amazing, dude. Oscar Isaac, what can this dude not do?
Zion baby mother.
Why do I care about this?
Look at this nigga. Sucker! There's a sucker born every day.
Hey, man, it happens, man. Welcome to the NBA.
That's fucked up.
I'm sorry, y'all really just listening to my knuckles crack on there. I'm sorry, y'all. That was just the hood in me. I'm sorry.
They tried to get Shameik out of here on Twitter because they dug up one of his old tweets about how he was lusting for white women. But he beat the allegations. He beat the allegations. My man. He beat the allegations.
Oh, my man. Dr. Umar is good. Did Dr. Umar see that?
Nah. He hasn't spotted it yet.
He better get that off the internet, man. He gonna have a field day with that. Because y'all seen that Breakfast Club interview. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Shameik was trying to shoot his shot. He was like, hey, I'm holding mine, bruh. You know, but anyways, like I said, he knocks it out the park in a row. Oscar Isaac knocks it out the park in his role. Like, what can this dude not do? Who else was in this joint, man? A lot of those people that came back from the last film, man, like really knocked it off the park. Only person that was sad that didn't come back was Nick Cage. He knocked it off. He was fire as Spider-Man Noir. But yeah, man, had a lot of new characters, old characters come back. Issa Rae as Spider-Woman, really good. Who else, man?
I mean, they had Metro there apparently.
I missed that. But
took a picture of it. They're like, "Oh yeah, Metro Spider-Man."
Oh, I gotta catch it then. But yeah, dog, they had so many great callbacks, man. Cameos were amazing. All of them are worth the watch, man. Especially if you're a Spider-Man fan, TV show or comic wise, like video game, any type of Spider-Man is you'll be appreciated of this movie, bro. It's really the Spider-Verse.
How packed was that theater?
Oh yeah, it was valid. It was really valid. It was really like, but then again, I don't like for a two-pack theater, so I always find a nice time to go where it's like not too many people, or I go to a theater where it's not too many people going to that one, you know. So, not like I was like I try to be in the cut. I just too many people, bro. I don't like sticky floors.
I monk.
Nah, bro. Have you ever seen that Dane Cook bit from back in the day, you'll understand.
I don't find Dane Cook funny.
This is when he was funny.
He was never funny.
He was funny at a point.
Did you listen to the soundtrack?
I've heard bits and pieces of it and listened to it during the actual movie. Even if you didn't hear the album either, just the score throughout the album, I mean throughout the movie, is just so smooth, bro. So it's perfect for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, is nothing missing. Like, everything makes the scenes feel modern and beautiful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Really dope moments, bro. Really, really dope moments. And then, like, the songs itself, like I said, is it better than the first one? No, not really. But I still think it has a lot of great songs on here, though.
First one, Sunflower.
Yeah, that's just...
Like, Sunflower, that shit is, like, timeless. 17 times Diamond now.
Yeah, that song crazy. But yeah, man, still a lot of great songs on there. It still makes the movie just as great, you know what I'm saying, score wise. So shout out to Metro, man, to be able to get that look, bro. And there's a lot of great features on it, man. You got Uzi and Future leaking back up again. You got Tolliver on here. You know what I'm saying? Nas Morales. Like
the song ain't bad either. On a boom bap beat. On a boom bap beat.
I told you.
You know, Hit-Boy told you.
No, I tried to tell you that Metro is not in just one bag.
He keeps proving your point.
I tried to tell you.
We might have to reevaluate at the end of the year.
Like, you got James Blake on this joint, Tolliver. You got Coyle Ray, Wizkid, Offset, you know what I'm saying, Sway Lee, you know what I'm saying, J.I.D., Offset. J.I.D. and Offset on the record together is just fire, bro. Like,
and it is a good record. Danger. Fire.
Like, them niggas, as soon as you know, they're going spaz, like, you know? So, like, a lot of great songs on this joint, bro. A lot of great songs, man. Shout out to Metro for this joint, bro. Like, really great opportunity, man. And he knocked it out the park. Like, I know I keep saying that, but they really did that, bro. They really did that.
That's all I got on the rap side.
Shout out to Boosie just naming his album Best Album of 2023. Just get straight to the point, why don't you, huh? Like, what's your album called? Best Album of 2023.
Boozy, yo.
All right, thank you. I'm happy about the confidence, but what's the name? It's the best album of 2023. agree.
Boosie, he funny, dog. He a funny cat. I'm gonna tell you why. Boosie, whenever some, like, he'll swear up and down he ain't gay, but he'll stick his nose in some gay business.
What happened now?
Well, I forgot what he's every time Vlad stick a microphone and a camera in front of him, he always asks him about, you know, oh, what do you think about this? What do you? They always go to the gay. He always take a left there, always.
That's probably what he noticed. I mean, I ain't copping no bell from him. Who knows? That's just probably what they both know. Gets them views.
Fuck you, Vlad.
Oh, but you know, I don't watch that nigga though, so I don't be paying attention to them interviews. I really don't. Like, I just try to stay away from them. That dumb shit, bro. Me personally.
Shout out Love, the Genius dropping the tape this Friday.
Yes, finally. Can't wait, bro. I mean, for me as a fan, I've definitely been waiting for just a full project of, you know what I'm saying, her, to see where she's at since the last project, man. You know, especially like since New Year, you know what I'm saying, to see if we can see some elevation in songs and all of those good things. We've been hearing the verses. We've been happy with what we're hearing. Ready to hear the album, man. Mm-hmm. She's been getting some new looks on, you know what I'm saying, different venues, going to Sirius and, you know, making her runs and such like that. So it's good to see her in album mode and such. Ready to drop her, you know what I'm saying, project to get to people. I think this is Def with Deuce. So this is like her debut album. I
mean, this is a mixtape.
Oh, this is not Def with Deuce?
No, it's called Genius. It's entirely
produced by Green Lantern. It's a Genius tape. You're right. Yeah. You're right. And yo, but shout out to Green Lantern. Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
Another rap release coming out this week. Shout out Coach Bombay, Social Misfit Management. He's dropping a compilation, all produced by his producer, St. James. We got Conway on there, we got Rome on there, Stove God Cooks, Boldy, all of Griselda, along with Pink Sifu and Hus Kingpin.
Gotta get that Griselda, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am hyped.
I'm not gonna do this three shows in a row.
These niggas is Griselda. This ain't.
No, niggas need them.
Why do they need them?
Man. They need that. What
you always walk into it. You always walk into it.
What did they get saying in Temptations? We the sound.
We the sound. Other than that, I ain't got nothing else on the rap side. On the R&B side, what you got, man?
It's been pretty chill, man. I'm on the low ski. Like, Rory's still been in rotation for music for me, bro. Like, it's really been just really sitting with albums. But from the last week, that's just been really good, bro. I'm not even going to hold you. Like, I've caught some new music that, like, just new old albums that I wasn't privy to. If that's, like I found out about this Foxy Brown soundtrack from the movie. You know how Willie Hutch did the Mac?
Oh, I thought you
were talking
I'm just talking about the rapper.
I know. Every time I say it, somebody thinks, and I'm like, no. Pam Grier. Bro, Willie Hutchins is really like probably like goated when it comes to soundtracks, though, bro. Like, if I wanted somebody to make an album about my life, it would probably be Willie Hutch, to be honest with you, bro.
I'd probably do Bobby Womack.
Ew. That nigga gonna put dirt, you gonna put smut on your name.
Probably.
You better hope your girl not alive before you
die. Oh, shit. Oh, I forgot about that.
Wish you didn't trust me so much.
Wish you didn't trust me so much.
Yo, he made a song about it. I'm telling you, that nigga has a studio right in hell ready for him to record in. I'm telling you, bro. Ready for him. I'm telling you. But yeah, I've been going back to the Daniel Caesar album, bro. Yeah. Like, that's been, like I said, that, man, just been sitting with this No Worries record, a Daydream record. That's just like, as where I go, like, that joint just been right there, heavy.
That Kate Trinata still hitting, too.
Yeah, it's just like, it's lasting with a lot of those old joints, man. Not old, but like the last projects that's been really good. They've been really good, man. It's more so just really waiting for the next couple projects to really come through. Like, I missed out on this little EP that Killer Mike put out, this Motherless joint. I did give that a listen over the week, and that was all right. What else was I listening to, man? wasn't really too much. I still got to listen to this Kevin Ross album, Midnight Microdose, Volume 1. Which, after this episode, I'm on that type of time.
But, oh, I see you. Okay.
Hey, brother. But still want to listen to this Kodak album. Sue has been putting this joint over amazingly. Like, he's
really,
really, really fire. Like, I really do want to look. I'm a big fan of Kodak. So
it's like Kodak.
Like, we was listening to the On and On freestyle that he has, bro. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah,
dog. Jesus Christ, this is why that dude is just, it's no ceiling to where he's like, where he can really go with his music, bro. He's his only roadblock.
Yeah, he has to stay out of trouble. You know what I mean?
That's really
active. That's it.
And not just say random crazy things sometimes, bro. Like, you be bugging. He's been behaving. He's been chilling. He definitely been chilling. He has been chilling. Now I'm happy about that for my guy. I am happy about that. But yeah, man, it's definitely been chill. Like I said, that Ransom album has still been really great to listen to, man. Mm. Like I said, it's been really chill on this week of new music. Nothing I can say really that really caught my eye too much, bro. I really just been.
It was a quiet week.
Yeah, it was really dead ass. Really a quiet week, man. I don't really think it was. Let me just make sure that I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying?
The Act Bad record, not my demographic. Not for me.
I'm not sorry.
And he stole it apparently. So what's up, Puff?
Why he stole it?
Yeah, and then the fucked up thing is that he stole it down to the interlude at the beginning. So the original, the girl is talking to her homegirl in the beginning of her record. So in Puffy record, you hear him talking too.
Oh wow, man. See, yeah, JD would never.
Mm-mm. You wanna do JD what 1-0. Yeah, he had 1-0 already. You want to do what people have been doing lately and dissect a couple lists?
Yeah, let's go for it. Let's piss ourselves off.
We don't start off. Yeah, because you pissed me off last night.
Hey, man. Are you doing numbers today? You feeling good today?
Yeah, I'm feeling good today.
All right, man. I'm feeling good today.
I don't know if you've seen it, but the Billboard Best Rap Group list, they're doing it little by little. I'm going to read off who they have so far. There's already some disparity at the bottom from what I can see. Hold on. Okay, so number 50, we got M.O.P. Right? How do we feel about it? M.O.P.
That's cool.
Number 49, we got Black Star.
That's cool.
Okay. Now, this is where the disparity happens.
Number Best 50 48. Rap groups, right?
Yeah. That's number cool. 48, we got City Girls. What the fuck? I'm not putting them over Black Star, and I'm not putting them over M.O.P. Call me He-Man, Woman Hate all you want, but sorry.
Who got more influence?
Here we go. Black Star! M.O.P. got more influence than City Girl. Stop playing.
You sure about that?
Take a poll.
How long people have been saying it's going to be what's the City Girl, City Boy thing?
I've been hearing that since 2018.
You know what I'm saying? It's been heavy, bro. They've been, what is it?
City Girls don't got a song like Annie.
Like, they've been dropping joints, bro. And they've been
girls don't got an Annie up.
Huh?
They don't got an Annie Up record.
Hey, man. Act Up might be their joint. Not Act Bad.
I'm going to keep going.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm going to keep going.
You got to think about the times these days, too, sometimes, man.
Then this goes back to the conversation we had yesterday. Yo. Oh, you sound nice. You sound nice, my boy. fuck you, dog. Number 47, we got Ray Schremer. I have no problem with this.
Hey, looking at modern times. Bangers. Bangers, bro. They're driving bangers.
The Ying Yang Twins.
Bangers.
They don't think they're too low.
Nah. Ray Shrimmer doesn't have a Get Low, a Salt Shaker. Like, bro, they were a part of a movement and were a vital part of like that crunk, like not even crunk. It was like in the midst between, it was like right after crunk, but right before the snap era.
Heard you. Heard you. Know you. But the Ying Yang Twins don't got a mannequin challenge.
A what?
A mannequin challenge.
I think so.
Black Beetle, well, that shit took over.
It's a bunch of people with mannequin challenges. So what?
No, but they use the Black Beetle song. So when you hear the Black Beetle song, what do you think? Do you think of a fucking mannequin challenge?
I actually don't, but I didn't know that was a correlation.
See, you be caping for the new school. Nah, you be caping for the new school when it's convenient, nigga. No, I see you.
Nah, dog. Nah, Ying Yang Twins are goated.
Goated for what?
Some of the greatest like party anthems of the mid 2000s, like that 2000, like right after like, yeah, like 2000 to like 2006 ish. Them niggas was on like with Little John and Ying Yang Twins and all of them niggas, like little, like them niggas was.
They had a good 6-year run. They had a really good.
Get Low is a timeless record, bro.
Salt Shaker.
Like, been to the club about 15 times. The club owner said, "I need to calm down."
How he spelled it? D I N E.
What?
Down. Calm down.
But fiddling time, can I play with your penny line?
And they had the whisper song, which for the time being, that was pretty innovative.
No, they definitely over Ray Shrimmer.
They should be higher.
Definitely over Ray Shrimmer. Bro.
They should be higher,
bro. They had Free on there, bugging out. They did. You hear me? Do you hear me, sir?
Give me Ying Yang at number 30.
That's crazy. Not about what you said, but dog, they really. Because I was about to say, River Shimmer should be. Like, oh, wait, no. But continue. That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got. Number one, no. Number 45, I got P Rock and CL Smooth. And I need you to see this picture. Look at how dirty CL Smooth's wife beater is, dog.
Why do they look like they just finished working out and like, we take this picture now? Like,
they look kind of sus.
Like, we take some push ups in the green room together. Like,
crazy. God,
like, they look mad sweaty. Like
they're placed where they belong, I think, to me. They're placed where they belong.
Niggas look like a Smoky Mountain wrestling tag team.
Shit, like Bronx Back Mountain. Yo, number 44.
Did we lose the P-Rock interview?
Did we lose the The way he been acting, we've been lost. Bronx Back Mountain, it's crazy. That picture sus, dog. It sus.
They look wild, sweaty, bro. Like
number 44, we got Crisscross. I have no qualms.
Influence, crazy, like timeless record. I low key. Ray Shriver should be over these days. Nah, Crisscross should be a little lower.
Crisscross should be 50.
Crisscross, yeah, it should be 50, bro.
They should set the list off.
Backwards closes shit was cool, but fuck all of that. That shit wasn't happening that long. Like
number 43, Kid and Play.
Valid. Now that's valid.
That's Impact. Weird. All movies, of that
look, songs,
cartoons, like, toys,
Jack Swing era, like they were. It's crazy, but Class Act is Oscar nominated in the hood
over House Party.
Depends on who you ask. Some people like Class Act more than House Party. I'm a House Party guy, though.
I can't pick. I love Class Act.
I like Class Act, but I would never choose it over House Party.
Respectable. 42, Heavy D and the Boys. R.I.P. Heavy D.
That New Jack Swing era, bro. But that was a great time for rap groups, though. That was a really great time for rap groups.
Damn, these niggas is high.
Cause think about it, bro. You had Teddy Riley lacing niggas with heavy beats, bro. Fire joints in a time where niggas wanted to go out, hear some dope music and dance, bro. Like, that was about it. Heavy D, niggas like that couldn't play. That's what they was doing. And they were
having fun.
Points for the people, you know what I'm saying? Heavy D was really like, he was no influence counts also. Like, that nigga for the big guys and the look and dancing.
Had an eye for talent too. Soul for real.
You know what I'm saying?
41, we got
Lil Yo. Somebody Dog. Said that looked like a pack of that Soul for Real looks like a pack of Craig Max, and I died. That was wild, but continue, sir.
Number 41, Little Brother. Yeah, I think they should be a little higher.
Little Brother, I mean, they have that, they have a classic album,
they have two classics to me.
Well, I mean, the
Minstrel Show,
the definitive, I'll say that's definitive. That's and defended, then, but I ain't mad at you saying too though.
You could say the listening.
Not really, but Dimension Show is definitive though. That's and just one. Like I said, Knife Wonder and Beats and like North putting up, hell, you know what I'm saying, being one of the faces of North Carolina, you know what I'm saying, or just the Carolinas in general, you know, that was a really dope moment for them, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Lil Brother. Very underrated rap group.
We was just talking about Fonte last pod too.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about
crazy.
I think that is what they got so far.
I don't think that's a bad list, bro. I think you could probably rearrange a couple things, but I don't think that's a bad list.
If all I know is if the Locks is not top five, burn the entire place down.
Who would you think would be in your top? Who is in your top five rap groups?
Like rap groups? Okay, so Locks at five.
Well, wait, matter of fact, me better say that. Who do you think is the top five all-time rap group?
So not my opinion, just definitive.
Yeah. If you were making this list with them, who would you have in your five?
I'd still have Locks at five. Still have Locks at five. You could edge them out at four, but I kind of want to put I want to put Tribe over Locks. I want to put Tribe at four.
I would.
I'll put Outkast at three. Wait, hold on. Make sure I'm doing this right. Nah. Outkast is two. Clips is three.
Pressure. I'll help you. I'll personally put Cast at one.
I want to put Mob at one.
Oh no! Over that cat?
Over the cat?
Over that cat? hey, why you got that cat?
And then you could make an argument for UGK at one too for me.
I ain't gonna make a lot of people say it would be in my top five. I would have Cass in there. Where are you putting Ghetto Boys?
10. Yeah, I like Scarface by himself anyway. They don't have enough work as a group to be over Cass, Locks.
I'm not saying over them. Not over them.
What replace?
I was gonna say into like maybe seven to six. Like,
yeah, they'd be that lower half.
But who else would I thought? You said though, guys, there's so many great rap groups, man. Damn, so you still got Onyx, you still got fucking what's their name? The Dog Pound. You can go, you know what I'm saying? You got fucking obviously Run DMC is gonna be in the top five. Let's just be clear.
You're more than likely this list, they're gonna be number one.
You think number one?
For this list, I predict Cast 2. Run DMC one for this list for where they're going. I feel like because I think they're gonna
I can see that though, I can respect that though. But Cass, man, that's maybe Cass is but man,
the cat.
I'm gonna pay a little attention to this list, man, just to see what groups they bring out in the streets, man, because so many groups we probably gonna forget about, you know, that really cool. The 50. 50? I couldn't name 50.
G-Unit? Where are you putting G-Unit?
G-Unit definitely is in my top 20.
Odd Future?
Odd Future, if we're going 50. I mean, if you count how they with the if you look at them as a collective different than a group, you could put them in the 20s.
Hot Boys.
It's in that top 20, bro. Yeah, Hot Boys. And you got right, you still got Wu-Tang.
They might be number one.
Oh God, Jesus. Oh fuck.
They might be number one.
Got that Wu-Tang.
That yo, how did we forget Wu?
Wu-Tang, Kaz, Run DMC,
Mob and Lox. And Clips is gonna have to stay out. Clips might have to be six. UGK might have to be seven. Ghetto Boys eight. G-Unit nine. Who do we put? Tribe. Tribe could be 10. Tribe got to be up there too.
I'm definitely gonna be watching this shit now, because now I'm interested to see where they're gonna be ranking. Like, because clearly we just seen like, all right, modern hits, where they go, they don't give a shit about modern hits. That's gonna be low. You know what I'm saying? So it's really gonna be like that global impact with that timeless records. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be like all of that shit, bro. So you expect to see some 80s. Expect to see 90s for sure.
Is the Juice Crew going to be up there?
They should be, man. But I think that's a collective more than a rap group.
Because then you got to add ASAP Mob.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, they drop albums, but it's like, I don't know, man. If they do add collectives in here, then we'll come back around next week and see. But I'm not sure if they're going to add collectives in here. Like, yeah. I don't look at Wu-Tang as a collective. They are a rap group.
Even though they move like a collective.
Right, but they were like, oh, maybe they didn't sell yet.
Everything suggests that they're a collective, but they are considered a group.
So I guess you could do Odd Future. And I'm interested. Interested in this list. I like this more than the actually top 50 list, because rap groups is so many, bro.
And it's a more fun debate to have than standalone rappers, because I think that is a little more, there's no happy medium with that. There's a little more happy medium with the group.
Yeah, I think so. I think so for sure.
Next list, New York City Songs of the Summer from 92 to 2002.
Oh yeah, we did. Look, I thought that list was pretty valid. Like, you want to run down some of the joints that have on there?
Yeah. We got for 92, they got Scenario, Tribe and Leaders of the New School. 93, they got Protect Your Neck, Wu-Tang. 94, they got Flavor in Your Ear Remix. 95, One More Chance Remix. 96, If I Rule the World. 97, All About the Benjamins. 98, Rough Riders Anthem. 99, Holla Holla. 2000, I Just Want to Love You. 2001, Put It On Me. 2002, Old Boy. 2003, P.I.M.P. 2004, Lean Back. 2005, we have a tie. We had a tie in 98 too. It was Rough Riders Anthem and also Super Thug. And then in 2000, we also had a tie. I Just Want to Love You and Annie Up. We just talked about Annie Up. But in 2005, we got Dear Summer and So Seductive. Even though I kind of heard So Seductive more than Dear Summer, whatever. 2006, we have another tie, Make It Rain and Touch It Remix. 2007, we have I Get Money. 2008, we have High Hater. 2009, we have Empire State of Mind and Throw It in the Bag Remix. 2010, we have Salute, Dipset Record. 2011, we have Otis. 2012, we had Fucking Problems, ASAP, Drake, that record. 2003, we have Fuck With Me. 2013, not 2003. Fuck With Me, You Know I Got It, Hov and Ross. 2014 Hot Nigga, Bobby Shmurda. 2015 Trap Queen, Fetty Wap. 2016 we have a tie. We have Panda, Designer, and Ooh, Young Ma. 2017, of course, yeah, Bodak Yellow, Cardi B. This word gets weird. 2018, Sheck West. 2019, Dior, Pop Smoke. 2020, some shit called Sweetheart with Pop Smoke and Favio. 2021, record called 2055 by Sleepy Hollow. And then this past summer, 2022, we got Munch by Ice Spice. Now, my first, I guess my first disparity would be in 2003. PIMP wasn't ringing off like that as much as In the Club. In the Club, I could say, could be the song of the summer for 03. That's one. Yeah. 06, both of these records, I was living in New York at the time, and I can say this as a witness, We Fly High, the remix, and the regular joint was ringing off more than both of these.
Yeah, what was the song again?
It was Make It Rain and Touch It.
I ain't gonna lie, that should have been a tie also, bro.
We Fly High was...
I know it was. I mean, you could probably say that was the top one, but them other two were just as crazy. Touch It remix, oh my god, bro!
The remix, yeah, but the regular joint—it's the regular joint that they got on here. And then there's another one that I'm like, nah, I'm iffy about. 09, Empire State of Mind, yeah, but Throw It in the Bag remix, no sir.
Hell yeah!
Really?
I don't know, really cool. Oh my god, that joint was crazy.
During the summer?
Yes, nigga. What are you talking about? That was crazy. Maybe what year was that again?
2009.
Oh my god, hell yeah, bro. Man, Empire State of Mind was fire, but that Throw It in the Bag joint with the one niggas was playing in the hood.
They were playing that hood, yeah.
Nigga, what are you talking about? That Throw It in the Bag shit was fire, bro.
2013. I'm gonna be honest. 2013 was not Fuck With Me, You Know I Got It. 2013 was definitely a Drake record.
What was 2013? Let's see.
2013 was definitely what's the shit?
Fuck With Me, You Know I Got It was fire.
It was, but it wasn't no damn song of the summer. In New York? Nah.
Let's see. You had best song, some of the top songs that came out that year, 2013. You had Rap God, you had Bound To, you had Work Remix, Started From the Bottom.
That's the one.
Mm. And you had Type of Way.
Got me feeling a type of way.
Mm. Ain't Worry About Nothing, French Montana.
That could be another one.
Shabba. ASAP Ferg, You Need No, Rocco. Damn. It's some other fire songs, but I'm just talking about the joints that was banging everywhere, bro. Damn, son. It was a lot of great songs that came out this year. And I ain't gonna lie, Fuck With Me, You Know I Got is a fire song, but that's not the joint. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Started From the Bottom, for yeah, sure.
Started From the Bottom.
Damn, that was such a good year.
2014 Hot Nigga, no debate.
That's valid. That is valid. I ain't gonna lie. I'm so happy about this, like, little 2000. I Just Want to Love You. Was that over Annie Up? I don't even over. I don't even put it next to Annie Up. To be honest,
it was Annie Up.
I think it was Annie Up definitively. To be honest with you, bro.
I Just Want to Love You was a bigger record though.
Holla Holla. I mean, I was a kid, but I guess I remember that song.
Being Big, like, Pimpin', I say over Holla Holla.
Holla Holla was fire. Holla Holla was fire. But Big...
Big Pimpin', that was... And I believe the video came out during the summer.
I have no clue what the their summer 05? That was my shit though.
But I heard
summer though.
Nah, niggas heard So Seductive a lot more. A lot more. And if it wasn't that, it was
Their summer was my shit too, dog. I ain't gonna hold you. That's one of my favorite whole songs.
I didn't hear it like that. It was around.
No, you gonna miss me. But we've been together like Nike Airs and Chris T's.
Most niggas only heard Their Summer because Game did the freestyle over it on 300 Bars.
Oh word. I've heard Wayne one before I heard that. Oh, you got a hater to love it. Oh damn.
05? Nah, I don't.
Hater to love it?
Song of the Summer?
What?
Song of the Summer. What New York.
Oh, you talking about New York.
New York, yeah, that's the catch.
No, I guess. Damn, there's technically it's 50 song, but that's another story.
It is 50 song. Lean Back, I Have No Arguments. That was definitively running shit.
New York City song of the summer. Damn. Yeah, that show you how fucking like closed in y'all are. Y'all niggas don't really got the best songs at most times these years.
Mm-hmm. From 2020 and on, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm confused. Like Dior, I give you that. I heard that everywhere.
Definitely
right
Dior.
Right before COVID went crazy, like yeah, that was, mm-hmm. that was Mo Bamba. I agree with that. Bodak Yellow.
In New York.
Hell yeah, that shit was going crazy. Them little niggas was wild into that record.
See, but that's the thing. I don't know nothing else that would have rang off in New York at that time. I don't either.
Don't that little nigga had he hit something off with that record, bro. Yeah. Oh shit. Fuck. And I'm getting really yeah, that nigga was going crazy on that shit.
Every frat house in the West Coast was using that song.
Nah, for real. Oh man, 2015 Trap Queen, what a time. What a time.
What a time.
Blessings to him and his future endeavors.
Damn,
it's looking crazy.
Sleep with one eye open, Fetty.
It's looking real crazy for that dude right now, man. That shit. What do you even say when you see a fucking fall from grace like that, bro? Like, goddamn.
You say keep your head up, and you know what I mean, just
that shit sucks, bro. That nigga was a fucking
up here
hit factory, bro. That shit sucks, man. That shit really sucks. Man.
Nigga got mad depressed now.
Yeah, man, because that shit really sucks, dog. That nigga really had the whole way. That shit just... Nigga couldn't let go of the hood life, man.
Nigga, that album had nothing but singles. Nothing but singles.
Crazy, dog. Shit sucks. But, bong, bong, bong. So, real quick, man, before we get to Born Center, man, well, shit, why are we already here? Shit, we got a little time. Shit, finals game two, Miami and them boys. Oh, they did their numbers. We don't gotta get too crazy. I just want to give them some love, man. Real talk, they did what the Lakers did, but actually won the game. You know what I'm saying? They switched it on what's his name, Jokic. You know what I'm saying? And K-Love did his thing, you know? Shout out to them, bro. Yeah,
they roared back in that fourth quarter. I believe their plus-minus differential goes up in the fourth quarter. I think they're plus 90 in the fourth quarter in the playoffs.
That's crazy.
Like, they are a definitive fourth-quarter team. Scary.
That's crazy, son. Yeah, man, it was a really good game, man. Really good game. Shout out to them, man. Jokic went up for 41, but it wasn't enough, man. Yeah. That boy.
1-3 when Jokic scores 40.
Butler was able to check Murray. He put that work in on him. Michael Porter is stinking it up. Remember, I thought he was going to be the X Factors. Clearly, that's not going to happen. So, hey, man, it is what it is, man. They go back to Miami. What you thinking?
Whole new series, man. I think Miami, I said it the other night, if they can steal these two games at home, it's a different looking series.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But they don't win a lot at home, so let's hopefully they can do that.
No, they do. They think their only loss at home was that bullshit tip-in with the Celtics. That's their only loss at home.
I'm talking about in the season, like in regular season too?
No, in the playoffs.
No, I'm about to say.
No, I'm tripping. No, they lost two. The two times they lost at home was against the Celtics.
Facts. They did beat them twice there.
Yeah. Prior to that, they were undefeated.
We'll see, man. I think it's going to be a good game, though, man. I'm loving this final so far. They took the broom. They snatched the brooms out of everybody's hand.
Good, because, bro, this shit on paper looked boring. Look, and that game one is boring. That game one was a snooze fest, dog.
Yeah, niggas had to come back and fight. Had to come back fighting, man.
They had to come back fighting, swinging.
They had to, dog. They really had to. That shit was crazy. But, man, like I said, I'm eager to see what's going on. Murray got to turn up. Murray has to. He has to get that killer form and Butler on him, bro.
He's the X factor. They're not telling you that?
He's hawking him off them pick and rolls, bro.
I told you that. I told you they're going to put him on Murray.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, they're doing their job, bro. It's really good to see, man. It's really good to see, bro. I want to see a good finals at the end of the day. I don't want to see a blowout. I do not.
Give me seven of these game twos, please.
Yo, real talk, son.
Give me seven of these game twos.
That's a big fact. Nah. But, you know, so we started the podcast, too, man, with playing some J. Cole. And we just, you know what I'm saying, this is our – new our most recent album retrospective of the month, and it's going to be J. Cole's Born Sinner album. This released on, let me get the date for you exactly. I want to look at the deluxe version.
Well, I do new poll going up this week too for July.
Yeah, this came out June 18, 2013.
Oh damn.
Yeah, sure, that's the right day for that, and not the, yeah, well, you only got the deluxe version on here. But yeah, June 18, 2013. This is coming off of, you know, say after his first album, he had you know, dropped a couple tapes. In between that time, I believe he dropped, was Friday Night Lights was in between this time?
Yeah, Friday Night Lights. He had the Truly Yours, Lucy.
Yours.
The Cure.
The Cure, Grew Up Fast. It was a lot of great records, man. A lot of great records coming off this joint, man. Coming off this little span of creativity that I guess feeling the mixed reviews of the first one, especially, you know, given the mixtape hype and the first album come out.
It was,
chill out. You wildin'. But
Siri wildin', yo.
But yeah, it's, I feel like he's like, nah, I need to get back into that mixtape hunger. Went crazy with this joint. And I feel like when he got to album time, it was like, you know, obviously, you know, they had the workout record and that went crazy and such like that. But it'll lead to what we talked about with the Let Nas Down record. But I feel like he was just getting back into a savage mixtape bag that he was in prior to the debut album. And when we got to Born Sinner, we were starting to get into that Third Eye Awakening J. Cole that's not really playing, well, not trying to play by the industry's, you know what I'm saying, regular routine for an artist, not really falling into the traps of being that radio seeking artist, you know. And I feel like when we got the first single of the album, which was Miss America, you really felt that dark tone of what we were going to get with Born Sinner, and he just went off. It wasn't a radio record at all. And I watched the interview that he was saying that wasn't it. We were not trying to make a radio record, we just wanted to make a statement, you know. And I think it's a big thing. What did you feel when you first heard the Miss America single?
I thought it was a completely different direction than Can't Get Enough, which was the first single off of Sideline Story.
Right.
It was a complete 180. And, I mean, I'm one of the few that liked Sideline Story. There's a lot of those, like, J. Cole records that we love on there.
I mean, but I really like Lights, Please.
And Never Told.
Never Told is cool.
Yeah. Also because the story in Never Told is about my father. So
wow.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? But nah, I like the direction he took on Miss America. I mean, like you said, darker, grittier tone. And it kind of foreshadowed the second single, which was Power Trip, which the video, again, darker, grittier tone.
Yeah.
Now, when you listen to the song, it's a little different.
It's crazy that he even referenced one of his more darker songs from his mixtape era, Dreams. Like this, I even wrote the song Dreams for all that had, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. Like that song is crazy. That's like his her. Man, no, what was the song? Was that the song She or
She?
Yeah, that was like his version of that. But yeah. So then even reference that, like I said, getting darker with these type of songs. It's like it ain't workout no more. It's Power Trip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's that pivot, because Miss America was like gritty enough. But right. The pivot from Can't Get Enough to Power Trip, or like Workout to Power Trip, like, yo, Power Trip is like a Jeffrey Dahmer type of song. Like, that's crazy. And then the video, you see it, like, shout out to him, man. Like, that guy
makes sense. Miguel just keeping their chemistry together. Mm-hmm. Them dudes don't miss, bro. They really don't miss. They even don't. Since, you know what I'm saying, All I Got Is You. Like, that's still that was one of my favorite J. Cole. I think that's how I found out about J. Cole, was from that song.
They used to play that shit all the time out here on the radio station.
Oh, my God, bro.
But all the time.
Yeah, that was my shit right there, bro. But yeah, man, that record, crazy. And I think that was the first two singles I think he dropped before the album came out.
And then he dropped Crooked Smile.
Crooked Smile was, I believe, after the album came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, I mean, even that, just knowing he had the TLC feature was like, yo, hold on. Like, yo, that's crazy. The TLC, TLC come out for who? Like, J. Cole? Yeah, oh, that's different. Are you really moving? And once we heard the song, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
But that's the thing I like about that this album, Born Sinner, is just like, it starts off really dark, but it finds a, like, it gets lighter throughout. Like, usually it's like light that gets to darker in albums, or like, you know, so I like how it's like a darkness, but it's like you find the lightness in the album at the end of it. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, if you talk about it, you start with, like you said, Illuminati, and I think the last song is outside of the
bonus.
Yeah, Born Sinner, which is like, you got, you know what I'm saying, choir joints, and like, you know what I'm saying, it's a very empathetic
song. Born Sinner.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, like
Polaroy showed his ass on there, yo.
Like, this, look how it go from Illuminati, you know what I'm saying, Power Trip, Trouble, Runaway, then you get like, you know what I'm saying, Rich Niggas, then you start lighting it up, Forbidden Fruit.
Smile,
you know what I'm saying?
The last Kendrick collab we've gotten from these two.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
I was pissed.
Like, the nigga ain't even rapping. He's just singing over there.
We was like, yo, oh my God. We finally, it's the album finally.
Bar for bar. They didn't even go bar for bar. This nigga was singing on the hook.
Take a leche. Down again.
Down again.
Hey, let's holla.
I mean, he cooked. He cooked on the chorus, but still, though, like, I would have loved them to go bar for bar.
Holla.
That's what I'm saying. Kendrick had these niggas petrified. Oh, petrified. Is that... He told that nigga, you can be on the song, but you can't rap. You can't rap.
But I ain't gonna lie, I did like the transition from, like, Rich Niggas, and at the end of his, he goes to the skit, the Where's Jermaine skit, and it's like, where's Jermaine, where's Jermaine, where's Jermaine? And it starts to hook. Me and my bitch took a little trip down to the garden. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's dope. Like, they try to find him, and it's like, then it starts song saying where he's going, and it's like, obviously, and it's like the church thing now, Forbidden Fruit. Him and his girl left the church to go, you know what I'm saying, do some forbidden things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he went to go touch his banana. You know what I'm saying?
I need to give y'all a visual.
But oh God. But yeah, man. I was wondering, like, why do people like the She Knows record so much?
It's a girl record.
Like, I thought it was a cool record, but I always, like, it always reminded me of, like, what was it? She knows, She Knows.
I particularly don't like She Knows. I skip right over She Knows and go right to Rich Niggas. Rich Niggas is top five Cole records ever.
Top five?
Top five.
I like it. I really do.
He's talking shit 10. On there.
I say it's top 10, but I don't say top five.
But I hate Rich Niggas. God damn it.
Yeah, and then the second verse is like he's cooking the rappers, and it's like, yo, it's like, nah, that was, he's not even cooking the rappers, it's just like, as soon as you say it, like the little type of nigga, he's like, nah, not only now. nah, you know, I'm talking to you.
The song as, this was him shedding that old skin that he had from the first album, that like that marketable, that's quote unquote sellout skin that he had from the first album. This song perfectly projects that.
Exactly. I say songs like Illuminati, Land of Snakes, you know what I'm saying, Trouble, even like you said, Rich Niggas, Chaining Day. Like,
ooh, I love Chaining Day.
I think there's all these songs that are like those, put the mirror back on you, on your people. Look how you guys are acting. Like, you know what I'm saying, type situation. Or just bringing up different situations in culture that are just dumb, fucked up situations and putting it, right. Turning this on his head type shit. You know, even when you start from Illuminati and you go to the Kenny Sermon skit where he's just talking like it's on some Creflo Dollar shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, he has a lot of things. Like, it's like he's talking about, like, just throughout the, I feel like with the whole Born Sinner thing, it's like, obviously, we talk about in the actual chorus, you know what I'm saying? We're born sinning, you know what I'm saying? But you're going to die better than that. You know what I'm saying? You strive to become a better person. You try to pat that light at the end of the darkness. But I say with the album, it starts dark and ends light. You know what I'm saying? And he said that during when he was talking about the creation of the album, where it's like, it was just in such a pocket that he would have a day where it's like, you get, not saying these songs were made in the same day, but you'll go from like a Chris Tucker record, and then you'll go to Miss America. You know, it's just like just how he was feeling creatively. Yeah. Creatively, I mean.
You know? Pivot. He can pivot from one to another.
It's just the mood. You know what I'm saying? You can see some shit and be like, wow, that's crazy. Let me write a song. Or you have a good joint, be like, oh, wow, that's funny. Let me, you know what I'm saying? This is a cool moment. Let me write some joint. You know what I'm saying? Shit about this. But the fact that he's like, he noticed he had all of these, you know what I'm saying, on this little creative run that he went, he's like, damn, it's some dark songs on here, some really good songs on here. Let me just formulate this in this way, show the darkness and show the actual, you know what I'm saying, good things too, though, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I love how they sequenced it, is what I'm trying to say at the end of the day. Like, he was in such a bag that he found so much joint that he got like, oh, no, we actually got something here. Like, let me actually formulate this into something. You know what I'm saying? Like, say, it's actually, it's like, I won't say it's like technically themed, but it's definitely on some.
It kind of is. It's supposed to show you like Forbidden Fruit. It's the church theme. Born Sinner. Yes, it's the church theme.
I say, yeah, but I think just, I guess, yeah, you could say in that sense, like for the like backgrounds and all that such. But like I said, songs like Trouble and like, you know, like you said, Rich Niggas and Chaining Day, like what that got to do with church? You know what I'm saying?
True.
I think this is just more of a like, I'm just tired of being the everyday type of rapper. No, I'm actually going to talk on about shit that actually I'm feeling, I'm actually thinking, and I'm actually want to, like, you know what I'm saying, expound on and bring light to, you know what I'm saying? I want to give you more lights, pleases. You know what I'm saying? I want to be that type of cold that y'all came to love me for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Friday Night Lights, shit like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like not trying to just, like I said, play the industry game, and I'm actually going to make thoughtful songs. That's to say, he had more, I guess you say he had more concept songs on here. More like, you know what I'm saying, more like looking, like flip the mirror on the people type songs, or flip the mirror on the culture type songs, you know.
It was a good precursor for KOD, I feel like.
Exactly. I felt like
KOD was the same thing. He had those songs that run.
This exactly walked so KOD could run. You know what I'm saying? I don't think if he wasn't able to make this, we don't get KOD. He wouldn't be able to find the freedom he had in this album.
Yeah, because Forest Hills Drive and For Your Eyes Only don't, they're not those, they don't put the mirror to you like that.
But the what was so perfect about Forest Hills Drive is that he took what was good from Sideline Story and what was good from Born Sinner and brought it together. And I think that's what makes that album so beautiful.
Yeah.
Because everybody is satisfied now. I found the formula to work the radio and still be myself also.
Conceptually, though, it's not like KOD.
No, it's more free. It's more free range.
Yeah,
it's more free range.
This one's.
I'm not saying that he was too boxed in on this either, though. He didn't put himself in a box on this. It's just more. It's like I said. It's just much more dark. I'm not here to like bullshit and try to just make cool songs for the radio.
I think today this is his darkest album.
Yeah, he was on that shit. It was 2013. What?
He was ballsy too because he dropped the same day as Kanye. He dropped the same day as Yeezus.
Yeah, and this is like anyone off of Kanye. How many we played, heard the song earlier? How many Ye beats a nigga got it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that old little like beef that felt like they kind of, it wasn't a beef, but like competition that he had like with Ye. But clearly that Ye wasn't paying attention to Cole.
Nah, he was like
another light skinned rapper.
Like, what? He was looking at the other light skin.
Who's that nigga over there singing and shit?
Who's that Canadian singer over
move
there?
Move over, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Go rap with Jay-Z.
Don't worry about you.
I don't give a fuck about him. You, sir.
I'm gonna do the same, but give me your top three records on here that you still love to this day.
Oh man, Illuminati. Clearly, man, that intro is just Jesus Christ, bro. Let Nas Down is still such a great record. Like, just given where like the emotion he let off on that record. You know, a lot of people gave him shit for that record, but I think he should be able to, like, you know what I'm saying, understand where like he fucked up, you know, and be able to, you know, but given like he even said, like, yo, that record went crazy on radio. Like, so I'm not mad about the record. It was a success, but for how everything that he had to go through, too. Like, he's saying, like, everything he went through with that to get to that record, you know what I'm saying? Then, like, Nas and No ID saying, like, yo, this ain't you. You didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? You the one. All that such whoopty whoop is like, damn, like, is either, if damned if I do, damned if I don't. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like he's just like, fuck it. I just got to get the shit out on a record. And it's like, I can't just really address it how I want to. I got to sit in. I like it, though. I really listened to it from years apart. It's like, it's a really great record. It's a really great record. You know, and obviously where he's exceeded from there is like, you know, it even, you know what I'm saying, Nas got on that record, too.
Yeah.
You
know, caught his attention.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I'll say that. Illuminati and Power Trip for sure. Man, Power Trip is just a classic, bro.
Yeah, that true. Like, you combine the video with the song, like, that one's up there. Like, that's that one is exactly up there.
What's yours?
For me, I'd say Rich Niggas, of course. We just talked about it. Forbidden Fruit. And Chaining Day. I love Chaining Day.
So fire.
Just because it just reminds me of the old Rockefeller. Brings you back. Rockefeller fan back in the day.
Yeah, man. I think this is a great album about just looking at the flaws in people and, you know, not really holding people to that also, because that's where you get to the records like Crooked Smile. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that one had a deep message.
You know, songs like that, Born Center, and like, you know what I'm saying? This is really good songs. Like I said, just like this album was like, I feel like this album was about imperfection at the end of the day. Imperfection in the world, imperfection in you, but not letting that become you though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like letting
you
like
awareness.
Exactly, you know. So like I said, it's a really great album when you look at it in that sense. You know, obviously, if you're just looking at it on like, oh, is he spitting bars or is he rapping all these fights? Nah, bro, this was a great album. I think I had to be a little older to really appreciate this album, you know? Because I wasn't really crazy about it when I first came out. Not too much, you know?
I was a mixtape. I like Cole mixtape shit way better than his album.
You ain't like Born Sinner when it first came out?
Not really.
Wow.
And plus, I thought it was better albums that came out this year.
Yeah. I mean, in hindsight, this was up there. This was like top five 2013 albums.
Yeah, this.
You got Nothing Was the Same.
My Name Is My Name. Nothing Was the Same.
Yeezus.
Pinata was next year, right?
Pinata was 2014.
Okay, never mind.
You had Magna Carta, but
Born Center was better than this.
I definitely have to revisit Magna Carta. I'm not gonna lie, I do.
Magna Carta's a good album, man.
I shit on Magna Carta so much.
Not a bad album. It ain't super, super, super crazy, but it's not terrible. Like, it's not like Blueprint, like 2.5.
Damn. Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very listenable. Like, it's very listenable. Not gonna do my boy like that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Any music you need to be looking forward to coming up this week, bro? I'm going to Hip Hop DX right now.
Besides Love the Genius and then the Social Misfit / Griselda Comp dropping. Oh, Boldy dropping an EP.
Oh yeah, that's not. Oh, we got West Side Gun June 23rd, and then You Pray For Me.
Yeah, and I'm getting married the 24th. So guess who playing West Side at their wedding?
Yo, you're a sick nigga, bro. Please get help.
Better than playing some Larry June.
We got yo, man. What's up with you, bro?
What you mean?
You got something to say, man? You've been throwing.
No, do you have something to say?
Do you have something to say, sir?
Nas is Larry June better than Nas. Say some blasphemous shit.
What's up, man? What's up? What's up?
And what drove you to this point? What drove you to this point?
Nah, I just wanted to get y'all niggas mad.
I know. Yeah, you did.
Yo, y'all niggas was tight. And y'all was getting even more tight because I was bringing up facts.
You know, so was I. The fuck?
Niggas was like, all right, these got a good song. That nigga Cole was like, this nigga talks about mainly pimping. You sure about that?
Nah, you an asshole because you put water in my plants. You know I love water in my plants.
It's a beautiful record.
It's a very beautiful record. You know, the Roy Ayers Ubiquity sample. Oh,
Bro. I was listening to some Roy Ayers over on Weekend, bro. That album in general is just fire, bro.
Where he's standing like with the yellow in the background. The
eye record, bro. Yo. We might just start reviewing old school albums on here too, dog.
Like, see, this is why I know you're an old nigga at heart. Who just sits around and listens to Roy Ayers Ubiquity?
What? That's a
beautiful. This is how I know you an old nigga at heart.
You just like love music. The music on there, dude. All
right, Dr. Dre.
Oh, that shit. Yo, this nigga called me Dr. Dre. Yo, chill out. I do wish I was a producer.
I only like one song.
I just wish I know to play instruments.
I only like, what is it? The Sunshine and the Sunshine. That's the only one I like.
I can put you on some Fire Roy Ayers records. He really gets busy, bro.
I got my wave queued up.
Yeah, man, let's get ready to do that, John, man. I know it's a short episode, y'all, man. We started a little late today, you know.
Man, so, double duty.
I do double duty today. Shout out to All Marks Pod. Great episode out today. Great episode, man. But yeah, man, we're definitely gonna we're definitely gonna get to these waves, man. Damn, I really did not know West Side Gun was dropping an album. And Killer Mike dropping an album too.
He's pushing it back. He's pushing it back, he said.
Smino dropping an album too.
West Side, don't believe that date for West Side. He's already said he's thinking about pushing it back.
Okay. Yeah, I'm happy about another Smino album though. That's cool. But yeah.
My wave of the week off that Rory album. This is which, by the way, this and the Daniel Caesar album are top two R&B albums of the year so far for me.
I want to go back and listen to that Black album again just to make sure I ain't tripping. I feel like I didn't really give it a good listen.
SZA was this year too, right?
No.
SZA was
last year. End of last year.
Okay. So this, yeah, it's these two for me. Ari Lennox, James Fauntleroy, My Phone Can Die. That's my line.
Come on, you.
Got the little
doo. It's such a vibe, dog.
Ooh, man, Rory put his foot in this fucking album. Put his fucking
foot. He's playing real chess with this joint.
Love this fucking record, yo. Love it.
That was fire. So my joint is, like I said, it's I've done this on here before. It's a combination of two records because the one joint is just like it's very, very short. But
I'm playing Mortal Man next week, then.
Huh?
I'm playing Mortal Man next week. All 11 songs.
It's not
all
that 11 minutes. Long, bro. It's not that long. It literally adds 1 minute to another song. That's art. I think it's like 2 minutes or something like that. So it's from the Foxy Brown the movie soundtrack by Willie Hutch. 1974. I'm going from the overture of Foxy Brown to the hospital prelude of love theme. I mean, this back to it's just Jesus Christ, bro. You about to wake up wifey like hey.
Wait, the overture of Foxy Brown, and then what's the other one?
Hospital prelude. Of love theme.
Hospital prelude of love theme.
Oh, sounds very James Bond like, don't it?
Got you. Heard you.
Yo, my mom said you heard to me and I almost threw up.
Shout out Mama Stark.
She was like, you heard? I was like,
you hit it with the you got it, Chief?
Like, yo, you're buggy. Please don't do that. But here we go, man. Willie Hutch, the GOAT.
Don't let him down. Don't let him down.
Drop a gem on him. Drop a gem on him. Drop a gem on him. The beginning.
Cause loving you just knows my mind.
Still shining.
It's love I have for you, girl. It's true. Some of that good old love. Girl, it's been so long since we've been together again. And I can't explain the hurt I felt since we've been apart. So come on, baby. Let me love you. Let me love you.
Let me love you.
Give me some of that good old love. Ooh. Oh, baby, it's been so long.
Oh. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. Yeah.
It's like the video I put in the chat.
No, not that. From Blue Laces 2.
Nah, see, the joke went over your hoodie.
I wasn't in the chat. I didn't see what I put in the chat.
Nah, not right now. Remember, you said RIP Nipsey Hussle. What's the RIP Nipsey Hussle video that I'm always posting? With the white girl and the... Yeah!
Yowzers. Nah, dog. This was just... When I heard this joke, I was just like... I keep doing this, bro. I'll just be listening to an album and I'm like, holy shit. I heard this.
Yo,
I'm gonna be sample like or song sample, you know, saying hunting or something like that. Nah, I'll just be like regularly just listening to this shit. And I'll be like, oh shit, this is where they sampled this shit from. Wow. Smart guy.
I would have probably done the same.
I figured out a sample. I was on a big Crit kick this weekend, and I put it in the chat. He sampled him and West Side Gun sampled the same song, and I didn't know that. I was like, oh shit, like the light bulb. Getaway on
Getaway.
Forever is a Mighty Long Time. And City Sos and Me have the same Betty C Sleepy People sample.
I gotta hear that. That's dope.
I love when they get away today.
Like that. Great samples, man. Great songs we play tonight, man. Boy, and on that note, man, you already know, man. Get Your Bars Off Podcast. You already know where to follow me, man. Ari Starks on all social media. Follow us at Get Your Bars Off Podcast, Get Your Bars Off Network on all streaming sites and, you know what I'm saying, social media also. Loso Brother Man, let him know where to follow you, good man.
Pushing Narratives is back Thursday. Me, Malik, and my man right here will be Waxing Poetics. I'm high. Waxing Poetics on Thursday.
I don't want to be waxing no poets.
Yo, you seen Stephen A on It Is What It Is? Their next episode is with Stephen A.
Nah, but I low-key see him kind of like mildly pitching for Stephen, what's his name?
Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp to come to ESPN.
He might do it on this shit too. He might be like, hey, Shannon. He might be, you know, we might get nigga A. Smith.
I don't think he would sacrifice all the other guys he worked with just to work with one guy. I don't think he would do that.
But anyway, Push Narratives is back Thursday. So
yeah, fuck that. Got your own show.
Facts. Pay attention to that. Catch me on IG at King_Cap29. Catch me on Twitter, the_marketable1. Get Your Bars Off Network group on Facebook. I already know the slogan, man. It's the motherfucking network, you whores. We out.
And people who are not whores, you know what I'm saying? If any virgins that listen to the show, shout out to you guys too.
God damn it.
We out this joint, man.